This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Some trails in Boulder County that were damaged by the Marshall Fire have reopened. Here's CPR's Matt Bloom.
In Superior, the Colton Trailhead and three trails are once again open to hikers and bikers. The Meadowlark, Mayhofer, Singletree, and Colton Trails have been closed since late December. High winds fueled the fire and caused widespread damage to signs, gates, fences, and trail surfaces. Boulder County Parks and Open Space says repair work is ongoing, and many other trails and parks in the area will remain closed indefinitely. A complete list of closures is available on the department's website. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
A bipartisan group of state lawmakers want to ask voters to get rid of daylight saving time. The proposal would keep Colorado on Mountain Standard Time all year, so no more twice-a-year clock changes. If the bill passes, the question will appear on the November ballot. And tomorrow's the last day of the Olympics. CPR's Andrew Villegas reports on some Coloradans who still have a chance at winning medals.
Three of those athletes are competing in the men's free ski halfpipe final Saturday night. They're among a handful who have events this weekend, including in skiing and figure skating. In all, the Americans have largely underperformed at these Olympics, taking home fewer medals than many had anticipated. Still, more than 20 Coloradans competed. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
Warmer temperatures across the state today. Highs in the 50s for Denver and Boulder, 60s tomorrow. You're listening to Colorado Public Radio.